It's 9 a.m. on a Thursday in late February here in Jefferson City, and the rotunda of the Missouri State Capitol building is echoing with the voices of 100 middle and high school students. They've gathered here for a Capitol Day event organized by the Tobacco-Free Missouri Youth Advisory Board. These students have a goal: to speak with their legislators about making this building smoke-free. Unlike every other public building in Jefferson City, the Capitol building doesn't entirely comply with the city's smoking ban. Lawmakers are unofficially allowed to smoke in their offices.
So start thinking about your talking points, what you want to say and what you want to focus on. And I know
the state's clean indoor air law gives business owners the option to declare a public space smoke-free or to set up a designated smoking area. If communities want to be truly smoke-free, it's up to the local governments to make that happen. In the fall of 2010, Jefferson City banned indoor smoking in public spaces, including the Capitol building. But state legislators continue to not so secretly smoke in their offices, which is why these kids are here today.
All right, so what are we going to talk about?
You're other spokesperson.
You're our spokesperson. Take that paper right there.
Clustered in the middle of the rotunda is a group of students from South Harrison High School in Bethany, Missouri, about a four-hour drive from Jeff City. Some of these kids had to get up as early as 3 a.m. to be here. Now, several of them are hunched over a piece of paper, scribbling down what they're going to say to Senator Brad Lager from Missouri's 12th District. Their teacher, Sarah Knorr, tries to keep the group from getting too rowdy.
Hey, can I write on this?
Well, this
right.
I am.
You're not saying, hey, what's up?
Yeah, I am.
You're not saying, hey, what's up?
He said, make it my own.
Hey, what's up? He's making it informal.
Keep it formal.
I'm a student. I'm here with Kenor.
How do you do?
You're supposed to put, I'm a senior.
I'm a student.
He obviously knows.
I didn't finish reading it, you dummy.
So why does a group of teenagers from a rural high school care enough to get up before the crack of dawn to lecture a state senator? Well, when it comes to the issue of smoking, the students at South Harrison have actually been here before. In 2005, South Harrison brought the Smokebusters program to their school. Until it lost its funding a few years ago, Smokebusters was a statewide program that encouraged youth to avoid tobacco use and advocate for smoke-free environments. Cole Wright was president of Smokebusters at South Harrison when he was a junior and senior, and led the group in petitioning the school board to make the school's campus smoke-free. And they ended up succeeding. It only took them 5 years.
The board didn't pass the idea for two or three times, I believe.
The kids brought the issue to the attention of the school board and made their case for a smoke-free campus. It was a solid, reachable goal, and they felt good about their chances. But just when it seemed like they had the board's support, one board member, an older man, stood up and argued that in order to enforce such a law, school officials would have to pluck cigarettes out of people's mouths, which they had no right to do. He predicted there would be significant pushback from lifelong smokers, which would cause conflict.
And that's what turned all the other board members, head, and they were like, oh, yeah. Then we were surprised that, because everybody was for it, but then at the last second, didn't get passed.
Historically, high schoolers haven't been known to influence public policy all that much. But Executive Director of Tobacco Free Missouri, Tracy Kennedy, says young people can be really effective advocates. They're energetic and stubborn and predisposed as teenagers to challenge authority figures. More than adults, she says, kids have a tendency to stick with it.
Sometimes with our adult advocates, we'll hear things like, we've tried that before and it didn't work. This will never happen in our town. But for young people, that just isn't on their radar. They don't care, and they really want to push the envelope.
We stayed persistent. We just stuck with this one idea instead of just, saying, hey, this one didn't get passed. Instead of just going, for the home run, that sort of thing, we'll just make a smaller goal. Well, they didn't, and we stayed with, making the entire campus smoke-free, and eventually, got passed.
Sarah herds her kids down the hall and up the stairs to one of the quieter areas of the building. The students from South Harrison join another group of kids outside the entrance to the Senate chamber. The fidgeting clumps of students are clogging up the narrow hallway, so they're told to stand against the wall to wait for Republican Senator Brad Lager. I ask one of them if he's nervous.
A little bit. I was. Now my heart's not pounding as bad. So we're getting better.
A few minutes later, a tall, dark-haired man in a medium gray suit steps out of the chamber. He's a young guy, in his late 30s maybe, and seems relaxed and friendly with the kids.
Hey guys, how are you?
Good.
Good. What's going on today? What do I
you sharing?
A girl from the senator's current hometown of Savannah chimes in and delivers the best argument for a smoke-free capital I've heard all day. Both of her parents smoke, she says, and she and her brother have experienced a lot of health problems caused by secondhand smoke. How is someone like her able to come and visit her legislator in the Capitol building without being concerned for her health?
You're actually in a really interesting period here because this is really a personal freedom fight that you're really talking about. And this is where it gets really tough.
Senator Lager tells the kids that he doesn't like to smell smoke either, but says that legislative offices are like people's homes, and the government doesn't have the right to tell you what you can do in your home. If they have to tell legislators to stop smoking in their offices, candy bars and soda pop could be next. A government that's big enough to give it to you is big enough to take it away from you, he says. And that's not what this country has historically been founded on. The senator is giving the students the same argument they heard from the South Harrison School Board, that enforcing a smoking ban would be too difficult and is the first step down a slippery slope towards destroying personal freedoms. So what did the kids have to say in response? The group is silent.
What other words of wisdom are you sharing?
The senator continues joking around with the kids, who all seem a little relieved to move on from the topic of smoking. He says goodbye and returns to the Senate chamber, and the students head back to the rotunda. There's mixed feelings about what just happened.
Well, I think he has a good argument.
Yeah.
I expected
is that. And that's kind of what he does for a living.
We stated what we wanted. We got it out there on the floor for discussion, and both sides had good points. So I think it went pretty well.
Feels like we didn't get it on any floor.
Okay, but like
we stated
what we wanted. We got it out there that we were trying to do something. There's always going to be an argument, no matter
rejected,
what it is.
Rejected.
That's why it's the government.
It's not that these kids just accepted Senator Lager's flawed argument that the Capitol building is like a person's home. It's just that right now, they don't know any better. They're kids. They don't pay for this building through taxes the way their parents do, and their knowledge of state government isn't yet sophisticated enough to make that point. In the end, what made these kids such promising advocates actually held them back. This time. I asked them if they would ever do something like this again.
I don't know if it would be the same thing, but yeah, I would love doing this kind of
different
thing.
Different issues.
Yeah.
Even if it does mean getting up at 3 a.m. From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Katie Heidler.